You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a Mindset Monday. This is the first It's a Mindset of 2019. How you guys been doing? I know y'all been missing me because some of y'all been hitting me up, which I definitely appreciate that on accountability. I had one of my friends, she was like, I guess I better go back to read my devotional since I ain't got no podcast to listen to, which I definitely deserve that. But you guys, like, I will say this, I've just really learned a lot. And definitely today, something we're going to do, we're definitely going to reflect on, 2018. Cause that's a blessing in 2019. Today's January 7th, and this is the first blessing. This has been the most blessing month, and it's just January 7th. So like, that just lets you know what sets the tone. Definitely what tone's going to be set for 2019, which I'm extremely blessed for that. So just today, one thing we're going to talk about. Well, today's topic is going to be how bad do you want it? So I think that's just the question that we're going to have to ask ourselves this 2019. It's just how bad do we want it? And just kind of want to reflect a little bit on 2018, like I said. So 2018 was extremely rough, extremely hard for me. Apparently, it must have been hard for a lot of people because I saw a meme and it said, I feel like 2018 tried to kill us, which I felt that way. I just went through a whole lot, basically financially. But honestly, I just really had to learn a lot, too, in that aspect. Me and Terrell, don't have any student loans. We didn't have any student loans. We didn't really have a lot of debt together. So we were able to do a whole lot of trips. As a lot of you see, we go on a lot of trips. We were able to do whatever we wanted to do, buy whatever we wanted to buy, whatever. We didn't really do, as you guys know, he did get laid off, which we had some savings at the time, but not as much as we had. But it's just crazy because, God can really, and I tell you something I did not do in 2018 that I'm definitely going to start doing in 2019. I did not tithe consistently in 2018. Now, I probably tithe probably 6 months of 2018 because I did have it on auto draft, but that's something I did not do consistently, and I'm not saying that's why Terrell got laid off and all that stuff, but I think that there was definitely a reason that happened because, you know, us in our marriage, we got so much closer. I learned a lot about myself and what type of woman that I was, and I learned that I actually, and my whole time, I got so complacent. I got so complacent with, because like I said before to you guys, some balance that I struggled with the balance of it all. I struggled with learning how to be a supportive wife, still work hard, still allow him to lead. That was a lot. But it's crazy because I think 2018 really showed me that, especially when we went through that situation, how to really support him and how it's important to really, we have to build our man up and push them a lot. And one thing about myself that I had to realize, and it was hard stuff for realization, and it just ties into what the question is today. It's just, how bad do you want it? I had to really look at myself in the mirror. I talk a big game, but what are you putting into action? So started working out, got us a trainer, really started making a conscious effort to make sure I'm cooking a lot and just really being supportive and just asking him how his day was and stuff like that. But the biggest thing of 2018, that I think that I had to learn, and this actually ties into therapy because therapy actually allowed me to do this. So an exercise that my therapist had me do was, she said, write down 5 things that you're hard on yourself about, which that wasn't really a struggle for me to write. It was, but it wasn't I probably thought of 3 things immediately. I probably struggled more of narrowing down 5 things than actually struggling with coming up with 5 on things I'm hard on myself about. Then when I actually gave her my list, I had my therapy, I actually gave her my list, and she was like, well, now name five things that you're proud of yourself over. And I was just like, it's going to be kind of hard. Like, I really need time. And she's like, oh, all we got is time. So let's sit here until you name them. And I just really kept wanting to put it off and put it off. And it's just funny because, you know, the first session that we met, she asked me and she pointed out something. And she was just like, so you have to get everything right the first time. She was like, you have to understand that failure is something that's going to happen. Failure is something that just happens in life and something that you have to go through. And then honestly, like with me doing therapy, I feel like you know things about yourself, but you need somebody older and maybe somebody professional to tell you. Cause like, I didn't realize how much I really hated like losing and hated to fail. I mean, honestly, like really that was Terrell beating me. You know, what an eye-opener was for me, made me really want to go to therapy with, well, hell, it was so many things. I ain't going to narrow it down to this, but Terrell beating me at the live show just really showed me how competitive I was and, like, how much I hated losing and how stuff had to really change because I was just getting so mad and I got so envious of him because he beat me and I was just, like, obsessed with the not through a fit when really it was a good night. I wasn't focused on, it was more like selfishness because I wasn't focusing on what we accomplished. I wasn't focused on the great night that we had and how we put on a great show. I was focused on me losing and that ruined the night for me. So that was a problem. But so that's something I'm definitely working on. Something I'm definitely working on too is patience is what she talks to me about. And it's crazy because like me, well, a few weeks ago in church, probably like the last Sunday in December, the pastor was talking about how, you know, sometimes you pray, but you just walk right off. You don't take time for God to have a conversation with you and for God to speak to you and tell you what he wants from you. So that's something that I actually recently did. And I was on my way to work and I just prayed and just like, God, you know, tell me what you want from me. And all he said was patience. That's it. Just patience. Because I'm extremely impatient. But I mean, I think we all are for the most part. I hate to say that, but it's facts. Like we all want what we want now. Like we live in a me generation. And I mean, especially with social media, you seeing things overnight and you want things to happen now. But I'm just so blessed, and it's something we all should be blessed to. I'm so blessed that God does not give us anything that we're not ready for. And he gives us what he wants us to have when he wants us to have it. That's something that we need to be blessed for, y'all. Like, blessed. And something the pastor said yesterday is just, if it misses you, it wasn't for you. And if it's for you, it won't miss you. And that's a fact. Like, and I think that we should be so blessed for that. 2018, I had to really like, man, I just feel like life really hit me. Like it was really like real life, like struggled financially. But basically I needed that. Like God really showed me how much I had to be back on my savings consistently and, you know, give him his part first, where I want to put my money, where my money should go. And not just, me and Terrell were just content. We live so much in the moment at times that we just weren't always as smart, but God put you through things because I really feel like he had to really show me because I have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be rich, no doubt. So I think that he really had to show me what it's like not to have extra for me to learn more for what to do when I do get more. And I'm definitely blessed for that too as well. And just blessed for the change that's happened in my marriage. And just because I just realized how selfish I was, you know, when it came to me and Terrell and how much he sacrificed for me and how I wasn't really doing the same for him in so many aspects of our marriage. And it could be just something as little as, like I said, him beating me at the live show, which was great time. Which was people showed up, like it was awesome. We sold all of our tickets, sold more than what I expected to sell actually. But I shifted focus on me and, you know, how I felt in that moment instead of congratulating him or just understanding, hey, we're in this together. Like, and then I made it a competition. And that's just how the devil likes to slide in on things, which is definitely terrible. So you gotta be aware of that too. 2018. With me being so hard on myself, something else that I learned too is, well, how bad I'm hard on others. And I have like these incredibly unrealistic expectations of myself that I didn't realize. Like y'all, like my perfectionism is so bad. I wouldn't even say if I was invited to bowl. If it was a big group of people, I've gotten better. Like before a few years ago, I wouldn't bowl because I would think I might lose or I think I wouldn't be good at it or something like that. Like that perfectionism like is really out of control. So I got to the point where every time people would do something for me, it wasn't good enough, or I wasn't satisfied with it. But, you know, looking back on where that comes from, and just like I said, me being in therapy is really making me reflect. Growing up, when I played basketball, after all of my games, and my parents were great at supporting me, but it's just my dad in particular, after my games, you know, he would always, you know how your parents do after you play. It wasn't never really good job, which I know he was proud of me by all means. He most definitely was, but it was always, you did this, but you should have did this. You should have did that. You did this, but you should have did this. You got to change this. You got to do that. So you growing up hearing that in your head, you got to be better. You got to be better. You got to be better. You know, that's something that I picked up, you know, from that aspect, even with just with my coaches always pushing me, which wasn't a bad thing. But you got to learn to give yourself some credit, because if you don't give yourself credit, like, you going to drive yourself insane trying to meet your own expectations. That's impossible. I really had impossible expectations. I was never happy. I was never satisfied. So really just the ending of 2018, I had to learn to be happy and to be happy for myself and to give myself some credit, because, you know, a few years ago, the year before last, like, if it was up to me, the old me would have been like, oh, I didn't do nothing in 2018. I didn't accomplish any of my goals. I didn't do anything great. It was just a waste of year, but it was a great year. I had struggle, but I learned from those struggles. I was protected in my process. I never lacked one thing. Like, I never lost anything. God still made sure that he had me. I did two live shows. Did two live shows of Battle of the Barns. It's a mindset. This show was listened to in more than 10 countries. Sold my tickets for my live show. Got my following up. Influenced other people to start podcasts. Like, people are asking me to help them start their podcasts. Just stuff like that. Like, so you gotta, regardless of all you went through, like, you really gotta find those wins and count those wins. And it's important to give yourself some credit. Like, and that's something that I've learned. And with that being said, like, you know, usually the start of 2019, you know, I would get on here and be like giving y'all like, we got these goals we got to do. We got this we got to accomplish. I got this that I want to do. But it's crazy because me and Terrell, something we do and something I advise all of you guys to do. Me and Terrell have like a annual yearly meeting at the first of the year where we go over our goals. We talk about what we want together. We reflect on the previous year, what we did wrong, whether in our marriage, individually as a person, what we didn't accomplish, where we want to be in this next year, well, this year, how we want to end this year. And, you know, for the first time, like, you know, Terrell asked me, you know, so what you got on your plans this year? What you got on your goals this year? This is the first time, y'all. I just told Terrell, I was like, you know what, honestly, like, I'm not, this season that I'm at my life, I'm not getting caught up in me writing a bunch of goals that I have to meet, a bunch of goals to write down, because me being who I am, I'm going to press so hard for them goals and they're not going to be good enough, or I'm not going to be patient like God told me that I needed to be in this season. So this year I just did something different. I was like, you know, this year I'm not writing down a bunch of goals. I'm going to be patient. Like, I'm just going to allow God to lead and tell me what he wants me to do next. I'm going to take my goals 1 month at a time. Usually I would have them all written out. Like, and y'all, I'm ridiculous. Usually I would have them all written out for the whole year, which is totally okay, because I'm really big into that goal setting and all that stuff. I would have had it written down for the whole year. It would have been like, I got to do this by this date. I got to do this by that date. But I was just like, you know, this year I'm just going to take it slow. I'm going to take it month by month. I'm going to let God lead. I'm just going to let him just do his thing this year, because I feel like 2018, like, was really rough on me. Like, 2019, I'm claiming nothing but blessings. Claiming nothing but blessings. Like, and I know they're coming just because what I've been through, what I've seen, are people around me being blessed. I have no doubt that it's my turn. But with that being said, you got to ask yourself this question about how bad do you want it? Because we can just talk so much stuff. We can talk about, hey, I want to do this year. This year, this is what I'm going to do. And that's not putting no effort to it. I think you got to just say how bad that you want it. And for me, I want it so bad that I'm going to quit putting these expectations on myself and quit thinking I can be superwoman and do everything by myself. And now just allow God to do it. I'm at that point where I've been standing in God's way. and not allowing God to just do his work. And I think that's something that we get so caught up into, like me, you know, usually you hear this. Usually you hear you got to put a little effort in, or, you know, because I'm really big on this. I'm really big on you praying and you not working towards that prayer. But I really feel like you can work so much and you can stand in God's way. And I think that's what I was doing. I was too busy working, trying to put that work in, too busy focused that I wasn't. I didn't let God do nothing. God, he did something all right. Yeah, he got me in line to make me trust him. But I just didn't really sit and meditate like I had been doing, and just having my spiritual time during the day. I quit doing it because I was so focused. So boom, I gotta work. But this year, 2019, like, y'all, it's like I said, it's January 7th. Like, y'all, like, I'm getting blessed already. Like, it's, and I got some stuff that's coming. Like, I got some stuff that's coming that is gonna be announced later this month. Got another live show coming up. Like, it's already January, and I'm already January 7th early, and I'm turning up already. So, like, just understand that sometimes, like, you have to not stand in the way in God. You can be driven, you can be humble, and all those things are great, but sometimes you got to sit still, and you got to not do too much. And that's where I was at. So really just ask yourself, like, just how bad do you want it 2019? Like, because it's this year, like last year, we was walking in purpose. And I definitely did that. And I think I just really want you guys to reflect on if you walked in purpose, you know, if you walked in purpose in 2018 and you found out what your purpose was, which if you didn't, that's okay. People are still finding it out. Like, I'm thankful that I got mine. I'm thankful in 2018, and this is something I'm thankful for. I'm thankful 2018 I found purpose in my marriage. And that's major, because everything happens. God puts people in your life for a reason. I found purpose in my marriage, being married to Terrell, with Battle of the Barns. Like, I have no doubt in my mind that Battle of the Barns is going to take off. Like, it's going to take off. It's going to do extremely well. It's doing well already. But like I said, continue to pray for me that I can have the balance and still focus on this, because I love my It's a Mindset time. Like, I love doing It's a Mindset. It's just my intimate time with myself, and I can just vent and just be vulnerable, be transparent, and just impact somebody else too as well while I'm doing that. Just me just talking about what I'm going through. So I enjoy doing that. Just blessed that 2018 allowed me to see purpose in my marriage. Also allowed me to see my role. It also allowed me to understand, because, and I joke about this all the time, and this is funny. I joke at the fact that Terrell is the star of Battle of the Barns. And it's crazy because, like, I didn't realize how that was hard for me. Me used to always being in the spotlight, me always being the best at everything. The fact that he's better than me, and that he's always like, babe, like, you're looking at it wrong. Like, it doesn't work without the other, which it doesn't, but he is extremely good. He's extremely good live. But just knowing my role, like, understanding that I do have a big part in Battle of the Barns, because me, like, I completely shut down. Like, he could just do this show without me. I don't have a big part. Like, and that's what the devil wanted me to do. The devil wanted me to look at things that way. But I'm a really huge part in Battle of the Barns, because all the creativity, as far as the live show goes, the content, pretty much everything besides just talking, that's what I do. Like, I have a major role in that. Like, it wouldn't work without me. Like, I researched everything. I get everything set up. Like, I know how things work. So it wouldn't work without me. So I'm blessed for that, that I found purpose in my marriage and understanding roles, and understanding my strengths, you know, just as a wife and where I needed to get better. Like, I'm so thankful for 2018. Like, I hated 2018 when I was in it. Like, I was like, this is the roughest year. This year has been trash. But the way it ended, I'm so thankful. Like, I'm so thankful to come out of the lessons that I learned. Like, I'm so thankful. Like, I'm just so thankful. And God is just so extremely good. Like, God is extremely good. So with my church, I am fasting. I'm fasting for 7 days. And I'm going to challenge you guys to fast something for 7 days. We're supposed to be fasting social media, but I cannot do that due to the fact of me having these shows and me getting content and all that for my podcast. But pray and fast. Like, that's something we got to do. And I think that's something we should do for 7 days. Today, I'm starting Actually, I'm back working out today. I started with my trainer today. That's something I'm thankful for. And fasting, I'm giving up fried foods, sugar, and alcohol. Something I definitely got to do. Whew. And it's going to be hard 7 days. I really want to fast, probably fast for 30 days is what I really want to do, which I got to talk to Terrell about that because that's something I got to discuss. So, like I said, y'all, like, how bad do you want it this year? Like, do you want it bad enough that you aren't willing? Do you want it bad enough that you're not going to stand in your own way? Do you want it bad enough that you're going to allow God to lead? Because 2018, like, had your girl over here waving the white flag. Do you hear me? Like, I'm done trying to do things by myself. Like, I'm just being patient. I'm letting everything come to me. I'm not going to rush nothing. Like, I'm just going to let everything flow, and I'm just going to allow God to do his work. And I think, and I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to do that. Like, and I'm claiming nothing but blessings in 2019. Like, it's already starting. Like, Tech women's basketball team, we beat Belmont yesterday. We 10-3. Man, like, that right there is a blessing in itself. That's something that makes me happy. Man, like, thank you. Like, how bad do you want it? Ask yourself this question. Ask yourself, you know, reflect on what you learned in 2018, how you grew, and just talk about just what you want, what your focus is in 2019, and we'll come back to that. And, if you guys have, yo, man, shout me out today. You listen to Shout Me Out. Welcome me back. Like, welcome me back. Like, I should, I know I say this all the time, but I really should be better a lot now because I'm finally settled after this move. Like, I had to clear my head some, like, balance. I have some other stuff that I've been working on that I still can't say yet that you guys will see. But I will say this. Let's just say that your girl's a business owner. So shout out to that. So you guys will definitely see that. So 2019, like I'm already going up. I'm already showing out. But, it's our year, y'all. It's just about, we got to ask ourselves how bad that we want, and we got to claim it. But thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset.